This is the Speak English with Tiffany podcast with Teacher Tiffany, session number 7. If you would like to read the transcript that goes along with this episode, go to speakenglishwithtiffany.com/episode7. Welcome to the Speak English with Tiffany podcast, where you will learn English vocabulary, expressions, idioms, and much more. This podcast will take your English ability to the next level and help you to be more confident and more fluent when you speak English. Are you ready? Well then, let's jump right in. Hey everyone, I'm Teacher Tiffany, and I want to thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Speak English with Tiffany podcast. In today's lesson, we are going to listen to one English dialogue and learn 2 new English expressions. Okay, let's begin with the dialogue. My sister called me and told me that her boyfriend of 6 months recently proposed to her. She said that his proposal took her by surprise because they have not been dating that long. But she said that she does love him, so she made up her mind to marry him. I think they are perfect for each other. Again. My sister called me and told me that her boyfriend of 6 months recently proposed to her. She said that his proposal took her by surprise because they have not been dating that long. But she said that she does love him, so she made up her mind to marry him. I think they are perfect for each other. Okay, great. Now let's go over the 2 new expressions that were in the dialogue. The first English expression was, to be taken by surprise. To be taken by surprise. Now, repeat after me. To be taken by surprise. To be taken by surprise. Okay, now let's say it at a normal pace. To be taken by surprise. To be taken by surprise. This expression means to be shocked or startled by someone or something. So let's look at 5 examples using this expression. The first example is, I was taken completely by surprise when you showed up at my office door yesterday. Once again, this time repeat after me. I was taken completely by surprise when you showed up at my office door yesterday. Okay, now this time we will go at a more natural pace and I want you to try to follow me. I was taken completely by surprise when you showed up at my office door yesterday. Okay, the second example is, the soldiers were taken by surprise when the enemy attacked them. Once again, this time repeat after me. The soldiers were taken by surprise when the enemy attacked them. Now, the last time at a regular pace. The soldiers were taken by surprise when the enemy attacked them. Okay, the third example is, the criminal was taken by surprise when the police showed up. Once again, this time repeat after me. The criminal was taken by surprise when the police showed up. Okay, now the last time at a regular pace. The criminal was taken by surprise when the police showed up. Okay, the fourth example is, the woman was taken by surprise. Once again, this time repeat after me. The woman was taken by surprise. Okay, now, the last time at a regular pace. The woman was taken by surprise. Okay, the fifth example is, He appeared to be taken by surprise. Once again, this time repeat after me. He appeared to be taken by surprise. Now, the last time at a regular pace. He appeared to be taken by surprise. Okay, good deal. Now, let's go over the second expression that was in the dialogue. The second English expression was to make up one's mind about. To make up one's mind about. Now, repeat after me. To make up one's mind about. To make up one's mind about. Okay, now let's say it at a normal pace. To make up one's mind about. To make up one's mind about. This expression means to make a decision or to decide. So let's look at five examples using this expression. The first example is, have you made up your mind about what you want to do? Once again, this time repeat after me. Have you made up your mind about what you want to do? Now, this time we will go at a more natural pace, and I want you to try to follow me. Have you made up your mind about what you want to do? Okay, the second example is, she couldn't make up her mind. Once again, this time repeat after me. She couldn't make up her mind. Now, the last time at a regular pace. She couldn't make up her mind. Okay, the third example is, he made up his mind to marry her. Once again, this time repeat after me. He made up his mind to marry her. Now, the last time at a regular pace, he made up his mind to marry her. Okay, the fourth example is, I made up my mind to go to a university in Florida. Once again, this time repeat after me. I made up my mind to go to a university in Florida. Now, the last time at a regular pace, I made up my mind to go to a university in Florida. Okay, and the fifth example is, the young man made up his mind that he would become a fireman. Once again, this time repeat after me. The young man made up his mind that he would become a fireman. Now, the last time at a regular pace. The young man made up his mind that he would become a fireman. Okay, now let's listen to the original dialogue again and see if you can recognize the two English expressions. My sister called me and told me that her boyfriend of 6 months recently proposed to her. She said that his proposal took her by surprise because they have not been dating that long. But she said that she does love him, so she made up her mind to marry him. I think they are perfect for each other. Did you hear them this time? Great. Excellent job. You now know two new English expressions. Number one, to be taken by surprise. And number two, to make up one's mind about. These expressions will help you speak English clearly, fluently, and confidently. So try to use these expressions at least one time today. Remember, if you want to see the transcript for this episode, go to speakenglishwithtiffany.com/episode7. This has been Teacher Tiffany with the Speak English with Tiffany podcast. Until next time, remember to speak English.